Nolte, regular diplomatic channels make a mockery of the Constitution. By John Nolte on November 18, 2019. The mantra coming out of these stupid impeachment hearings is that one of President Trump's crimes was ignoring regular diplomatic channels. Between the Democrats, their Sergeant Schultz witnesses, I see nothing. I see nothing first or even secondhand. I see nothing, and their media allies, is to create the impression Trump was doing something illegal and unethical when he ignored these regular diplomatic channels. This is what we call gaslighting. This is where America's coup plotters and the deep state and media attempt to fool us into believing the following. It is illegal for the president to put in place his own foreign policy. The truth is this, at least to those of us who still revere the Constitution. There is only one regular diplomatic channel. And that is whatever the hell the president says it is. And when a bunch of unelected bureaucrats, like these crybaby witnesses, who witnessed nothing, accuse the president of ignoring regular diplomatic channels, it is they who are making a mockery of the Constitution. It is they who are engaging in treasonous behavior. It is them putting themselves and their illegal regular diplomatic channels above the law. It comes down to this. Either voters get to choose who governs us, or unelected deep state bureaucrats, accountable to no one, decide how we are governed. So far, these insufferably smug, power-hungry impeachment witnesses have sided with the latter, with the idea that they, the unaccountable, get to decide. At least for now, though, the Constitution still sides with voters. And this is what the establishment media want you to forget, this is what they want to gaslight you with. You see, according to the Constitution, we the people are given regular opportunities to choose our own leaders. We the governed get to choose who will govern us. Every 2 years, we choose the full House of Representatives. Every 2 years, we choose one-third of our senators. And every 4 years, we hold our only national referendum to choose our president. Every 4 years, we the people choose one person to run the executive branch, one person to be commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and, this is important, one person to be in charge of foreign policy. There is no senator, no congressman, no general, no judge, no bureaucrat, no diplomat, no blow-dried cable news anchor who has any say in foreign policy. The president and the president alone gets to decide on foreign policy. Which means the following. That means that if Barack Obama wants to send pallets of cash to bribe Iran into pretending they are not making nukes, those pallets of cash are a regular diplomatic channel. Alternately, when bureaucrats and crybaby diplomats put in place systems that work against the president, they are the UN American, fascist, illegal, unethical, unconstitutional traitors who are slapping the American people in the face, going around us, governing us without our consent. Hey, it makes sense that three competing branches of government, that three cooks are in the kitchen of domestic policy. The executive, president, represents the national will. The House, legislative, represents the population. The Senate, also legislative, represents the states. The judicial branch represents the law. The Constitution deliberately puts checks and balances into place to make it difficult to get things done domestically. This difficulty is the enemy of the revolutions that create instability. But you can't have that overseas. You can't have a bunch of cooks cooking up foreign policy. For reasons that need not be explained, such a thing would be a recipe for disaster, for chaos and confusion. Therefore, it makes perfect sense to put one person in charge of foreign policy, the only person chosen by national referendum. This also means accountability for the president's foreign policy falls to we the people, and in the modern presidency this has mattered. President Lyndon Johnson's mishandling of the Vietnam War made him so unpopular he chose not to seek re-election in 1968. In 1980, Jimmy Carter's mishandling of the Iran hostage crisis and the Soviets were a big part of his failure to win a second term. That's just how it is, and don't let anyone tell you different. That is the law. That is the Constitution. That is the American system. And if Trump believed the only way to institute his foreign policy was to work around these hideously arrogant bureaucrats and diplomats, that should only serve as a reminder that the deep state is real, is toxic, is dangerous, is un-American, and must be pulled out by the roots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.